This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Frida Liu. It's Resource Center. It's also Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership in all strata of society. We're going to music today, female composers, to be specific. Now, women composers have made an indelible mark on Malaysian contemporary music, and we have local female composers, Jessica Cho, Adeline Wong, Jyotsna Prakash, and Isabella Peck, and they paint every nuance and mood in this new collection, musical pieces with the latest album, Interweaves. So on this CD, they're shown in all their colourful diversity, from modern art music to ethnic fusion and film, from Western and Indian classical to traditional Malay music to Sabahan folk. So a real pleasure to be speaking to two of you. I've got Jessica and Isabella here because the studio is only so big. Maybe we can start off a little bit about your journey in music first before we get into the story behind the album or the CD anyway. Jessica, perhaps you could start.
Hi, my journey. I started as piano student since I was 11, and we just followed the traditional method to go on to the college and then go to universities and etc. It's a very, very traditional route of being a musician and a music student in Malaysia.
Then your journey continued. How?
To continue my journey as a composer, I met Adeline when I was in Yamaha Academy, and then I started my first piece in 2008. I found it's quite interesting to write in this type of style where we can express ourselves.
And traditionally, I guess when you look at composers, they're obviously trained in music. Would they have had some training in some instrument? That will be the traditional path?
Traditional path, yes. We have our own major instruments. Yeah, like I play the piano. And then after that, we will learn about music compositions when we go into universities. There we go, maybe we explore more different types of instruments.
And for you, Isabella, a bit of a history in music.
I started playing since 9 years old. And then going through the ABRSM syllabus first. But then I met a Filipino musician who's the late Mr. Bernard Ortega. He was an old man even back then, yeah, when I started studying with him. I was exposed to popular music, jazz music, pop music and stuff, in addition to whatever the ABRSM was applying, getting us to do. And so instead of the so-called classical music education, so I went for the jazz pop education. I was trained at Berklee College of Music in Boston. And I was so lucky when I got back, immediately I started working at Orchestra RTM. So for 16 years, I had a lot of opportunity, but practically we were writing every day, you know, supplying music for the orchestra, for the entertainment shows and everything. But having said that, now the difference between what Jessica does and the other composers do is, and mine, is that we cater to a function. In other words, you will be writing music to serve the singers, to serve the dance, to serve the opening segment of TV program, or to write a certain piece for jingle piece, signature tune, some sort of like that. You know, so it's all very functional. And some people would even call it commercial. But at that point, I was a government servant. So serving the radio and TV purposes, broadcasting purposes. I met Jessica in London when I was working on my PhD. The meeting was great. Well, thank you, you know, until today I'm so glad that we met. And not that I didn't know anything about this kind of music. I'm not trying to differentiate it, but obviously some music are not radio friendly, to say the least. But I find this other kinds of, in other words, we can always be open to other music, you know.
In life.
In life, indeed. You know, we can be multiple. Yeah. And the fact Jessica had mentioned a very important word. She said, how do you express yourself? So that could be another way of expressing yourself. Instead of me writing another Jamatan Tamporuli, another Getaran Jiwa. So she and Adeline and other people has write music that expresses themselves.
Okay, so this was then your meeting together. Now, just before we get into the album Interweaves, when you look at female composers in Malaysia, do you see there is, in terms of numbers, do you see it's equal? Is it encouraged or biases?
For me, I think majority is male composer that we know to the world. But I think we have the rising number of the woman composer now. But just that it's not really well recognized most of the time. Yeah.
But there are no biases, so to speak. Are there biases?
Not for me. I don't see it. In the so-called commercial music scene, you have earlier years, Jenny Chin is there, Helen is there, I am there, and then a couple, Jennifer Thompson, I mean, she's a producer. But we have Farid American, of course. So talking about women, although they are not exactly composers, but you know what I mean? That means female personalities working, making it really important in arts, performing arts. There are quite many, I would say.
Which is very encouraging and nice to know.
Yeah. Yes, because it's not something that you need to have big muscle, like you need to move the truck or something.
So long as you have talent, it doesn't matter.
And persistence and hard work.
The gender shouldn't matter in that case. So that's very nice to know. Now, tell us about the album Interweaves. What got you thinking about doing this?
I started to have these album ideas when I was in Sheffield doing my master's degree. I did a research on Clara Schumann, wife of Robert Schumann. They do have a woman composer CD back in a few hundred years ago. Yes, yeah. I found it really impressive that it's kind of, it's make a record of the history. Historical mark of how the music developed. So I feel that when, and I also a very regular conference goer, that we present new music to the Asian country, but people always say that, oh, Malaysia can write music. Okay, but
Malaysia can do a lot of things.
We don't have, you have CD? No, sorry.
Okay.
Sometimes we need something to kind of like show them. It's a kind of like exchange.
It's still something like, okay, I've got to see it. It's like, okay, you know, it's like the conversation ends.
Yes.
When you say, where is it? Oh, okay. So now, I know it's also related to the Malaysian Composers Collective. We'll talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. I'm here with Jessica Cho and Isabella Peck talking about Interweaves and also female composers in Malaysia. You're listening to Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Audacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Resource Centre. Good afternoon. If you've just joined us, I'm Frida Liu, speaking to Jessica Cho and Isabella Peck. Her Advantage is where we speak to women of influence and leadership in all strata of society. So these ladies, Jessica Cho, Adeline Wong, Jyotsna Prakash and Isabella Peck, have gotten together with this album called Interweaves. And we just talked about female composers in Malaysia, and it's nice to know it's a level playing field in this country. Now, also, if I were to go into this Malaysian Composers Collective, what's that all about?
Malaysian Composers Collective is actually a society that we send young composers and composers' works to this Asian country, which is what we have been participating, is the Asian Composer League. Mm-hmm. We send young composers every year to participate in the young composer competitions. And also the other, like, a bit more senior composer, we do send their works to be performed there.
So this has been take nearly 2 years in the making?
Yes.
What's it like collaborating? Everybody's so busy, is it?
Yes, everybody is so busy. And I think everyone would like to send their best recordings for this album. Mm. That's why it takes a long time. And I need to email and need to look for all the composers. And then actually I have a list of more composers that I wanted to compile, but then some of them might be too busy, okay. Might be overlooked on my email or something.
Okay, yeah. But it was a conscious effort that it only featured women.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So tell us a little bit more about your current work now, apart from this album. What are you doing now?
I'm a piano teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I am also helping my parents as admin staff. Yeah, and accountant and everything.
Family business.
Yeah, family business. Basically, I do everything. Yeah, but I also teach in colleges like Yamaha Academy, UITM.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What are you up to now, Isabella?
My job, I teach Aswara, Akademi Seni Budaya dan Warisan Kebangsaan, after I had left Orchestra RTM in 2008. Mm. So what are we looking at? About 8 years ago, yeah. So since turning a teacher, so it's very much back going into the harmony, the theory, and the orchestration. But it's such a wonderful journey. I mean, students are very talented today, and they take a lot of, they make a lot of initiative to learn and to actually do what they do. And my past experience in the orchestra has been very helpful. In other words, I'm not telling them that this should be the way that you do it, but you can do it. Take this as a stepping step or the basis, and then thereafter you can develop the way that you want it.
Okay.
And so that has been interesting. But at the same time, I think it's also important to advocate, for lack of a better word, to start promoting music education, music appreciation, and the fact that there are many types of music.
Yeah.
Including popular music.
Yeah.
You would be surprised when you hear that popular music is like omnipresent, right? It's everywhere, ubiquitous. But actually, you'd be surprised at how popular music is pandang rendah.
Looked down upon.
Yes. You know, it was actually, they say, you don't need to go to school in order to make, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't think this is the place to talk about it. But among others, I think it should be a balance, you know, while we talk a lot about the intricacies of the high compositions, at the same time, we should also look at, not necessarily adopting them, but look at popular music. Why are they popular?
Yeah, there's a reason. I mean, if you look at it, the Beatles is popular music. Right? And they're classics now, but they're popular music at that time. Right. So you were saying that with kids as well, over the years, as the parents are more open to them, children going into music as a career and all that, do you see that evolving?
Ah, yes. How about you? For me, yes. I have many parents asking me, what would my children do when they graduate from faculty, with a degree? I mean, the traditional route, like 20, 30 years ago, if you graduated with a diploma and
become a piano teacher,
then you become a piano teacher. Right. However, the way I see it, even as being a piano teacher, like it is with Jessica, you have to be quote-unquote publishing.
Mm.
And she has done she's on the right track. I see it, for example. In other words, she's come up with a CD. In other words, although she's this is unfair, but I'll just use it. Mm. She's just a piano teacher, but at the same time, she's composing, she's producing, and she's promoting it. She's advocating for music compositions, for music education, for music appreciation in general.
Right.
And I think that's important. It's not just a piano teacher.
Yeah, we can't afford to be one-dimensional anymore.
Right?
I mean, it comes in so many areas as well. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about, of course, your song. Okay, so is there a different twist to this? I'm looking at the album again, to Jambatan Temporarily. Did you do this? Was there a different twist to this?
You know, the piece is, if you listen to the way that it was sung originally in a folk way, you know, and you listen to this, it's like, hey, this is different song. But at that point, because I recorded that in London with the chamber musicians from LSO and everyone else in London, and then I brought orchestra traditional Malaysian musicians. Incidentally, they were touring in London, and so I brought them into the studio and we recorded it. So we have Bonang there, we have Toys, and very Sarawakian also, you know. So then you will say, Sarawakian and Sabahan. It's just the colours, it's just the timbres of it.
Right.
That makes it interesting.
Right.
So, and I tell you, the UK musicians, the London musicians love it.
What about the five little pieces for piano, Jessica?
This is like a concentrate extract of everything.
That's true.
Yeah. It's express my emotions and expressions. Mm. I write this after I have been playing a set of small pieces by Jettercock, by Georgie, who's the composer?
Never mind.
It's new music, but it's express ourselves and through the playing. Even when after you play this piece, you feel the music. I feel that this is a piece of art that we should promote a little bit more to the world, because everyone is so busy now. They don't have time to express themselves.
Okay. Would you be able to define the collection in one word, or each brings in something completely different? Hence, we're interweaving.
Yeah, each brings in something different.
Okay.
Yeah, and this actually, we have traditional Malaysian music. We have traditional Indian music. We have kind of like Malaysian westernized music.
If you would allow me, I'd like to talk just a few words about Joshna, yeah? Because I had the opportunity to work with her recently. So she teaches, and she was trained, and she was training now. She teaches at Temple of Fine Arts at Dofa. When she was doing her master's degree program in University of Malaya, the thing that was closest to her heart is about this Malaysian identity in music. Because she, the thing that was obvious to her, she said, when I travelled to India, I was always introduced as a Malaysian composer or a Malaysian musician. But strangely enough, when I'm in Malaysia, I'm introduced as an Indian composer and an Indian musician. Every time there's a national event and a national music festival, they will call us because we represent Indian.
Yeah.
How's that so? In she addresses the question in her master thesis.
Right.
Right, now, when coming back to the piece of music in the album and in her work, generally speaking, she has, of course, the tradition, you know, so she knows Indian repertoire all the time. But the fact remains, she's a Malaysian. She was born, bred here, and she trained here. I mean, of course, she goes to India a couple times and a lot of training, but she's very Malaysian in that sense.
We all are.
But I think the point that I wanted to make, if not on behalf of Joshna, but on myself, the point is we are all different. But at the same time, we are all same, simply because we live in the same country to start with, and we come together and interweaving.
So maybe a little bit about Adeline's kind of music as well.
Me and her is quite similar.
New classical, you call it.
New classical to what's a westernized contemporary classical music. She's my teacher. Definitely her piece is much better than mine.
No, you bring different things to the table.
Yes, I agree with Isabella. That is what my album is all about. We are Malaysians. That's why we have very nice traditional instruments that we should show to the world that Malaysia can write music.
Yeah.
We have our type of music.
Where can people get hold of this?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page on the Interweave. If you just type Interweave, you can get that. And you can get contact with any one of us, and then we will be able to give it out as a gift with donations to support the Malaysian Composer Collective.
All right. Thanks for spending time with us, Jessica Cho and Isabella Peck, talking about the album Interweaves. And of course, they represent the female composers in Malaysia. You've been listening to Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.